The just concluded G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Shanghai was a key topic for discussion between Li Keqiang and Jacob Liu. Li said the meeting reached a positive consensus in a number of areas.
Even though the economic situations of these 20 countries are all different, we can still reach consensus on the substantial tasks of the next period. It gave a signal of stability to the unsteady world economic circumstances. The main economies agreed to strengthen coordination of macro policy and to share opinions when adjusting macro policy.
The Chinese premier also ruled out devaluing the Chinese currency as a shortcut to boosting exports. Jacob Liu echoed Li Keqiang's view that it is significant for the major world economies to reach a broad consensus.
I agree with you that at a time of global anxiety, it was a very important moment at a G20 meeting where there was a consensus reached on very important subjects. The consensus in Shanghai that countries should refrain from competitive devaluation and coordinate and communicate clearly with one another is very important. The agreement that we each individually need to use all policy tools, fiscal, structural, as well as monetary, is very important.
Liu also said he would be closely watching Li's government work report at the upcoming session of the National People's Congress in China. In response, Premier Li said China will focus on promoting steady growth, structural adjustment, improving people's livelihood, and hedge against risks. Following the meeting, Chinese Vice Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao briefed the media, saying China will focus on accelerating structural adjustment and reducing overcapacity. He reiterated that authorities will take steps to handle the employment issue properly during the process of reform.
We've chosen the steel and coal sectors as the key in reducing overcapacity. We must handle the unemployment issue properly, offering opportunities for those who lost their jobs in the two sectors through special funds. We need more people to start their own businesses and mass innovation.
Zhu added, keeping unemployment low is a top policy priority and one that is becoming more difficult as growth sags. The Chinese economy logged its lowest annual expansion in a quarter of a century at 6.9% in 2015. For CRI, this is Fifi.